The race to be Leon County's next election supervisor brings together a state representative, the former head of the parole board, and the current election supervisor's deputy. Mark Early, currently serving as the voting systems manager, says his depth of experience in the office makes him the best candidate to succeed Ion Sancho. And he's gotten the endorsement of his boss, as well as a number of other supervisors.
And so I'm really proud to have Ion's endorsement. Like I say, other supervisors have endorsed me also. So if this was some kind of a problem, you know, that wouldn't be the case. I've got 16 other either former or current supervisors endorsing me. So as far as Ion's endorsement, I think it's a great thing. I really appreciate it. And I like talking about it. That's a great thing.
But that endorsement raises concerns among the other candidates in the race. Here's former parole board chair Tina Pate.
Yesterday, I was at someone's door and they said, I want to know one thing. Are you part of the current administration? Have you been working with him? Is he endorsing you? And of course, the conversation came full circle on it, and the response was, okay, well, that's good, because if that was the case, I would not be supporting you, because he did do the endorsement. So I don't think that everyone in this community feels like Mr. Early does.
Term-limited Democratic Representative Alan Williams is running to replace Ion Sancho as well. And if he's elected, Williams says he'll work to block supervisors from making any endorsements.
Supervisor is the referee, all right? He or she must be above reproach. And so one of the things that we're going to focus on is how do we craft that? There's a lot of different ways, a lot of different nuances to that. We don't want to violate their freedom of speech, but we also want to make sure that the voters have trust in the process.
The three candidates will be on the August 30th ballot. If one of them wins an outright majority, they'll take over the seat. But if not, the top two finishers will compete in a runoff on the general election ballot in November. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.